Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hot Topics in Hypoglycemia podcast series developed by the International Hypoglycemia Study Group. My name is Betsy Sequist. I'm an endocrinologist and professor of medicine and director of the Division of Endocrinology and Diabetes in the Department of Medicine at the University of Minnesota Medical School. I'm joined today by my colleague, Dr. Pedersen Bjergaard.
Hello, I'm chief physician at the Department of Cardiology, Nephrology and Endocrinology at Nordsjælland's University Hospital Hillerød in Denmark, and I'm also professor at the University of Copenhagen. Today, we are excited to speak with you about intermittent or continuous glucose monitoring, the whole technology, and how the emergence of it has impacted hypoglycemia in our patients with diabetes. So, let's start with an overview of this technology and the current options for people with diabetes.
Well, in the US, we have a lot of different options, and how we make the choice is usually determined by the kind of healthcare insurance the person has. Their payer usually determines it. Very popular right now, because it seems to be less expensive, is the Abbott Libre device, which is just applied sort of like a patch on the arm, and it will transmit. People wear it for 2 weeks. Patients really like that. Other patients, though, prefer a different kind of continuous glucose monitor, something like this, the Dexcom G6 or the Medtronic sensor. Some people think they're more reliable. I think that could be debatable. They all work the same, don't they, Ulrich? They all sample glucose in the interstitial glucose tissue, the fluid, and then transmit the data via Bluetooth. So they're all similar technologies. I think some are just easier to wear than others.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on this point. I can tell you that in Denmark, the reimbursement issue is much less complex as compared to in the US. So basically, we have the same systems. A lot of people are now moving to Freestyle Libre, and we also have patients on other standalone systems, including the Dexcom G6 and the Medtronic systems. So in addition to this, we also use the CGMs as adjunctive to pump therapy, and in these cases we often use the integrated sensor technology for the pump, or we can combine with for instance Freestyle Libre.
Yeah, that's become very popular in the US as well. I think particularly for those patients with type 1 diabetes or advanced type 2 diabetes who have lots of problems with hypoglycemia. I think they've been very effective in the integrated models to minimize, not completely eliminate, but minimize the hypoglycemia.
So what kind of patients are you specifically using CGM for, Elizabeth?
I like them particularly for the patients who really don't recognize their hypoglycemia consistently. Such patients will have history of having severe hypoglycemia either at night, where their spouses have to treat them or call the paramedics, or out at work, and they've had episodes at work where they've lost consciousness, and they never want that to happen again. And they've been very effective in that as long as they wear them. I have one patient whose wife called the paramedics in the middle of the night, and it went away for months and months and months, and then he forgot to put his sensor on before he went to bed, and that was the night that the paramedics came back.
Yeah. So I also use CGM systems with alarms, primarily for the patients with impaired awareness, as you also allude to. Of course, we can use CGM for reduction of hypoglycemia in people with normal awareness. So I think there's a great real-time learning by simply using these technologies and being able to see the glucose trend throughout the day. Furthermore, we also use CGM systems to improve glycemic control, particularly in those people with large glycemic fluctuations, which are difficult to explain. And furthermore, I also have a subgroup of patients where I use the systems simply for improvement of quality of life. I have some people perhaps with very good glycemic control, but they struggle a lot to maintain this kind of control. And in some of these patients, CGM systems can do a really big difference for their quality of life.
I agree completely. It's made such a difference for so many patients. I'm always reminded, though, when I start a CGM with someone who's never used one before, to help them recognize how to use it. Too often, particularly those patients who are struggling with glucose control and are used to giving themselves lots of corrections to be sure they're back in target, I've had too many people who will stack corrections because they're seeing that their blood sugar isn't doing what they want fast enough. And so I have to always remind people, look at the sensor, remember when you took your insulin, hopefully they're on a pump or a device, an app that helps them calculate and remember when they last took their insulin, so they're not overcorrecting all the time. That only usually is something that happens in the first few days of using the sensor, but I have had people have a lot of trouble with hypoglycemia if I didn't instruct them on that.
So I completely agree with you on this. Technology cannot stand alone here. We need to educate the patients in how to use these data. Many of these patients have only been aware of their glucose measurements two or three times daily, perhaps, and this amount of data, which they suddenly can visualize all of the time, may be shocking for some people and may, as you say, lead into corrective actions which are not appropriate. So we have a package which we educate the patients in whenever they start on CGM technology in order to avoid this.
We have the same. The education piece is really important. I've also been very impressed by how people come back to me and say, I had no idea that the bowl of cereal I have for breakfast has such an impact on my blood sugar. And now I'm changing the volume of cereal I'm eating, or something like that. The concepts about how food can lead to postprandial glucose excursions, no matter how we talk about it in clinic and try and help them understand the impact of the carbohydrates in their diet on their glucose values in subsequent hours, there's nothing like seeing it for yourself that really helps them think about food choices.
Yeah, I really share this this experience, and I think we often do a follow-up on the carbohydrate education when we have started patients on CGM in order to optimize bolus insulin. So very important issue.
I recently used a CGM in a very different experience that I wasn't sure was going to be successful, but turned out to be quite good. I have a patient who lives in a nursing home, an elderly woman with some cognitive issues, severe hypoglycemia, and is, of course, like all of us, doesn't consistently eat all the time. And she had lots of trouble with the nursing staff having hypoglycemia and having them recognize it. And we put her on a Dexcom device that alarmed, and the staff love it. After my nurses trained them how to use it, and they trained each subsequent staff person, now she wears it all the time. They get an alarm if she's approaching a low sugar, which she doesn't detect. They appropriately treat it, and she's not having hypoglycemia anymore. It's really had a positive impact on the staff of her nursing home, and I thought it would be too hard, but they've really embraced it.
Yeah, that's a very illustrative case. Do we have many patients who have invited followers to their data? Are you using this feature a lot?
I do. Usually people will ask me to follow them after a clinic visit. I have to remember to turn it off because if the alarms that they hear, I then hear at home as well. And my family's wondering, what are those alarms? But it is really interesting to watch because you can see exactly how people are making choices and talk to them the next day about the whole experience. It's a really good way to educate them on how to better manage their sugars and avoid low blood sugars.
Yeah, agree. It's certainly apparent that when used well, these technologies can significantly improve the lives of people with diabetes and also reduce the incidence of hypoglycemia, which is a major risk factor for worsened outcomes and poor quality of life when living with diabetes.
I want to thank the audience for listening. The International Hypoglycemia Study Group aims to increase the knowledge and awareness of hypoglycemia and reduce hypoglycemia as a barrier to optimal glycemic control. And it is clear that new technologies like continuous glucose monitoring have an important role to play. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed hearing our experiences and look forward to continuing the conversation with you through the IHSG.